Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. It's a way to feel a little more upbeat as you're doing your taxes. We'll get to that in a minute, but Tamara Sandberg with the Kentucky Association of Food Banks lays out a problem for our state.
1 in 6 Kentuckians are considered food insecure, which means they don't have consistent access to enough food for a healthy, active life. And the rate is even worse when you consider children. Nearly 1 in 4 of Kentucky's kids are food insecure.
And she says you can help when doing your state tax return.
Line 37 on page 2, you can check the box and donate a portion of your refund to the Kentucky Department of Agriculture's Farms to Food Banks Trust Fund.
Those revenues administered by the State Ag Department go to her association's Farm to Food Banks program, last year having quite an impact.
We received $41,000 in tax checkoff donations that we were able to use directly to purchase food and get it distributed to hungry Kentuckians.
The program pays farmers for cosmetically blemished produce that retailers don't want and for which producers have no market.
It's perfectly good food, healthy, fresh, edible. It's just rejected because it's not exactly the way consumers expect it to be when they go into a store.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
I will take action against herbicide-resistant weeds. I will know my weeds, and I will stop them before they go to seed. I will do whatever it takes to give my crops the upper hand. I will use multiple herbicide sites of action because every action counts. I will take action, this time for all time.
This message brought to you by the Kentucky Soybean Promotion Board, funded by soybean farmers through their checkoff.
Tamara Sandberg with the Kentucky Association of Food Banks says their Farms to Food Banks program is new, but thanks to folks like you who check off a little of their state tax return to help, the effort is catching on.
We worked with 373 different farmers from 66 counties in 2014. The average paid to farmer was $1,450. Of course, we'd love to see that average go up significantly, and that's why we continue to try to raise new sources of funding for this program.
So rather than seeing that produce waste in the field, the program made it feasible to recover it, and it was utilized to feed the hungry in all 120 counties.
It was over 3 million pounds of Kentucky-grown fruits and vegetables that were distributed to hungry folks instead of getting dished under in the field. That's the equivalent of filling half a plate of fruits and vegetables for 4.8 million meals.
So give it some thought. Line 37, page 2 on your state tax return. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.